Now, when we study a Renaissance poem composition, that is the order of the content of the text, we have to keep in mind that the form of this text, and particularly the linguistic form of this text, is also very precisely ordered. And this formal order of the linguistic form of the text is a musical one. Indeed, Renaissance poetry, and in particular Ronsard's love poems, were very often set to music. And they were meant to be sung. People were singing those poems. So the poems were some kind of dances, if you will. Well, what is the basis of this formal linguistic ordering? There are indeed several of them. As you can see, just by looking at the original version, French version of the text, the text of the poem is divided in four strophes, in four stanzas. Moreover, each strophe, each stanza is divided into a specific number of lines. Moreover, that's my third point, each line has a specific number of syllables. In the case of this poem, there are 10 syllables in each line. And finally, and that's my fourth point, each line ends with a specific sound that you can find in another line. This kind of consonance, this kind of repetition of a final sound of a line of a poem is the rhyme. So you have again four basically factors ordering the linguistic musical form of a poem: the division in stanzas, the division of a stanza into lines, the division of a line into syllables, and the fact that each line ends by a rhyme. We will not dig further this matter, but just so you hear the musicality of or you taste the musicality of this poem, I will read to you in French the first stanza. Avant qu'amour du chaos aux cieux ouvrit le sein qui couvait la lumière, avec la terre, avec l'onde première, sans art, sans forme, étaient brouillés les cieux.